time for our Tuesday morning conversation. Dave Nelson from Powerhouse Lawn and Leisure joins me on our first Tuesday of the month, almost every single month, no matter what. Good morning, Dave.
Morning, Jeff. Hi, everybody.
I am glad that I'm feeling a little better, and I didn't miss our conversation this month. I was off last week because I got this crud. I hope you don't get it.
We're sitting far enough across the table here. I think we'll be okay.
I hope so. I'm going to try to keep my germs to myself here, and I think they're on the mend. I'm on the mend, so that's good. All right, we're going to get to Black Friday because that's a big deal in November. We'll get to that here in just a little bit. But first, let's get to Aaron's Snowblowers because you want to sell a bunch of these Aaron's Snowblowers before the snow falls. It's on the way, Dave. So let's talk Aaron's Snowblowers first today.
Yeah, people have been buying a lot of snowblowers early this year, and they've also been bringing a lot of snowblowers in for service early, which is great. Because historically, we find that after the first big snowfall, people that haven't tried to start their snowblowers all have an emergency, and we try to get to them as quick as we can. But Aaron's has got a great promo running right now. Originally, it was going to run through October. They extended it through November. They're calling it Snowvember. And we have 9 or 10 models in stock from them right now. Their compact unit is $50 off instant rebate. Plus extended warranty. Their deluxe models are all $100 off with an instant rebate. Their platinum, their professional, and their track models are all $150 off. There's an instant rebate there. Plus it includes a free extended warranty, which is $139 value. It gives you 2 extra years of warranty.
Nice.
So if you're in the market at all for a snowblower, man, this is the time to buy because you'd have up to that $150 instant rebate from the factory. And I have one model. It's called a Great Lakes. It's a special edition that they make. It's got a fuel-injected engine. It has an extra LED headlight, one up by the handlebars and one down right on the top of the auger housing where the snow is blown.
Okay.
And it's got a power chute control. And that one, I've got an extra $100 off the ones we have in stock. So $250 off that model plus the extended warranty, and that's through the end of November. Toro's got a couple of models that they're going to have a Black Friday special on, which I have in stock, but I can't announce it yet.
Okay.
Overall, I've got more than 20 models of snowblowers in stock and ready to go.
Okay, and sounds like one for every size job and every size budget.
Yep, we start with Toro's Power Shovel, which is a little handheld battery-operated shovel. It's about 12 inches wide. And then we go 18-inch, 21-inch, all the way up to 30-inch in stock.
How do those battery-operated models operate in the cold weather? Because generally speaking, cold weather and batteries don't go together.
Pretty good, actually. They came out with a battery-operated two-stage 2 years ago. And the first person that bought one from me was waiting for it and waiting for it. And they didn't come in until January or February. But he had bought a Toro walk-behind lawnmower that was battery-operated and loved it. And he told me when the snowblowers came in, he wanted one. So he used it, loved it. We've got them in stock. They operate just like a gas machine as far as power,
okay.
But they're quiet. And obviously you don't have to deal with tune-ups and the issues there. But you could do about 30 car spaces with the 26-inch and the 24-inch full-size.
Okay.
Then they've also got a little 21-inch that they had the last couple of years, which is a real lightweight little model. Easy to take up on a deck, you know, easy to do small areas with.
Okay.
They have two more models they just came out with for this year. One is Toro's forever had single-stage units that blow more snow than anybody gives them credit for. And they have rubber paddles that pull a unit along and clean right down to the surface. They now have a battery-operated one there, which we have in stock. And then what I use at home is called a Snowmaster. And what it is it's a single-stage, but it's 24-inch wide. It's a metal auger, just like the bigger snow blowers. It'll blow water, it'll blow slush, it'll blow fluff that's up over the top or snow that's over the top of the housing on them. But they're a variable speed, real easy to operate for anybody that's got any issues with the hands where you can't squeeze the levers on the bigger snow blowers. It's just an awesome machine, and I've got two models of that in stock.
I can tell you this. I've got a battery-operated leaf blower. I've got a battery-operated rototiller, and I love them both, and they both have plenty of power. Yeah, you got to recharge them when you run out of them if you're using them for a long time, but the charge doesn't take all that long, and I know I've not sacrificed any power on my battery-operated stuff.
No, and you're going to see more and more of that as we go with larger pieces of equipment, with commercial pieces of equipment, but that leads us into Steel's got some promos that are running.
Yeah.
And we do an awful lot with their battery-operated line. And they've got a little machine or a little tool called a GTA 26. It's a little handheld chainsaw with a 4-inch bar.
Mm-hmm.
And people look at it and they say, what is that thing? Well, the first time I used one, my wife and I did some cleaning up. I had a couple of flowering crab trees, which were pretty 3 days a year, and the rest of the year they were a mess. And some other shrubs that we cleaned. And we cut for about an hour before we needed to recharge the thing. It'll cut up to about a 3-inch branch. But you can prune with it. You can do, you know, all kinds of different trimming, taking limb off a tree. Easy, lightweight, easy to operate. And for the first couple of years we had them, they were almost always on back order. So people would be waiting for them. We had a list.
Yeah.
Now they're in stock and readily available, and Steel's got $30 off on them. So it's only a $149 deal. Includes a battery and a charger. It's just an absolute great little tool. Great Christmas gift. And I'll tell you, the people that have bought them have come in to buy additional ones for family members or friends or whoever it might be. Yeah.
And they're advertising the heck out of them on TV. I've seen that ad on TV many times. I'm thinking, okay, that thing looks pretty cool.
Yep.
So they're so they got to be. I was thinking they must going to sell a whole bunch of these things. Super easy. As far as maintaining one of those, Dave, what does it take to maintain one?
Basically, you just got to retension your chain a little bit. There's not a tensioner like a regular chainsaw. It's just you loosen the knob that holds the chain on, and you slide the bar a little tight. If you need to replace a chain, I think it's $15 or $16.99 for
that's
a new
chain.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it was funny. We had if you were in our store last year around Christmas time at all, we put a pretty good sized Christmas tree up.
Yeah.
And when those things come down, you know, they're always a mess. You got needles all over everywhere. So rather than dropping the tree down in the showroom and dragging it out, I handed one of these little things to Dina and I said, here, just cut the branches off the tree. And she looked at me kind of funny, and so she did. She had never used one before. And, you know, you take all the big branches off. You got a nice pile of branches that go in the trailer to go away. And she came up to me afterwards. She said, that thing is awesome.
Yeah.
Now she bought one. And she said she can't get it away from her husband. He's using it for everything. Uses it for shooting lanes. They'll use it on property lines. Use it for trimming all kinds of things. So it's really neat. And then they've also got a promo that's running on three of their most popular chainsaws. One of them is a professional saw. It's an MS-261, which is our best-selling saw for people that cut or that heat with wood. And then an MS-291 and a 271. So there's three different models of saws. They all right now come with a free carrying case, a steel carrying case, an extra chain, and a steel hat. It's more than $100 value. It's no charge on those three saws.
Okay.
And that promo is good through the end of December.
Okay.
And we've got all of them in stock.
Let's talk a little bit about Black Friday. You're going to do some Black Friday stuff, and so let's tease. What can you talk about with Black Friday items here today?
Well, one thing I can talk about is the fact that there's a lot of things that are going to be on promo.
Okay.
PK grills are going to be up to 30% off and include a free grill, free griddle and cover. We've got the full line in stock. I'm probably a little short on the griddles and covers, but we'll get those to customers if we don't have them when they're ready to purchase. Toro commercial zero turns up to $1,500 off. We'll do that right now. And that's strictly a promo that we're doing. There's no factory promos running on any of the lawn and garden equipment right now.
Okay.
From Cub Cadet or Toro or Aaron's Gravely and, you know, or Husqvarna and our major brands. So, you know, we got some great deals on some big Toros. I'm also discounting all of the Cub Cadet tractors and zero turns that we've got in stock. And I believe that we have 11 models of Cubs in stock.
Okay.
So there's some great deals there. If you're thinking spring, you know, beat next year's price increase, take advantage of it and take advantage of the savings now. There's a bunch of different things that are coming up on the grilling and the fire pit side. Brio will have a Black Friday promo. Halo griddles, and the Halo griddles are one of our newest product lines. Just awesome. If you look at, there's one that starts with a B, or black something or other.
Yeah, I've seen that one, yeah.
And that's the big name that's out there. That's like the Kleenex of the industry.
Right.
But Halo is awesome. They've got some advantages in that they've got a framework that covers the sides of the griddle, so they don't blow out in the wind.
Oh, okay.
And they maintain a lot better temperature. You can cook with the cover on. So the other ones, the covers are there just to protect the griddle. Ours, the cover pivots up, and you can cook with it off, you know, with standing up, or you can cook with the cover down. So if it's a drizzly, miserable day, or say you're doing some grilled cheese or you're doing something where you want to, you know, melt that stuff and have that heat that's trapped in there, it's one of the only griddles you can cook with the cover down. And they've got some other neat little things as far as the levelers and little level that comes with it. Just awesome.
You know, I've looked into those griddles a little bit, and the big name the that you were just referring to, I was looking at those, and I'm thinking, how did this get to be the industry standard? Because to me, they seemed a little cheapish.
Well, mostly they were first, and so they're
just
first.
Because they're first, and so
yep,
that's...
and they've got some. They do have some product that's a better product, but then they're also
the
in all the box stores.
At,
no, and they're yeah. Ours are a little more money, but they're worth every penny.
Right.
So I talked. It was funny because I've got a really good customer, and he and his wife were in shopping probably 4 or 5 weeks ago, and they were looking at the griddles, and they didn't buy one from me, and he was in to get some chains for his chainsaw. I said, hey, did you end up ever buying one? Yeah, he said, we did. He said, we kind of made a mistake. I said, we walked in, we saw something that was a good deal, and yeah, he said, we should have bought one. So, I mean, there are differences.
Yeah.
And our thing, when you walk into our store, we want quality product.
Right.
I don't want to be selling the stuff that's cheap that somebody comes back to and say, why did you sell me this?
Yeah.
So that's a big thing. And Halo not only makes the griddles, but they make a pizza oven that's a battery operated pizza oven. So it's just pretty neat. It's propane for your heat, but then it's got battery to rotate a turntable. We've sold a couple of those. They're pretty neat. And then
because you have to turn a pizza when they're in these high temperature ovens,
well,
you have to turn them, and so instead of getting in there with a peel, it does it automatically.
Yeah,
is what
just
you're
turns
saying.
It. Yep, oh, okay. It turns it and it's cooking from the bottom and the top, and it's just a neat deal. Sold a couple of them, people love them, and then they also make a portable pellet grill, and that one is battery operated. You can plug it in, but there's a rechargeable battery in it, so you can take that camping and whatever if you want to do some of those things on a camping or a fishing trip.
I got a bunch of buddies, and we're all into grilling and smoking and getting more and more into smoking, and we all have different types of pellet smokers. We're all using pellet smokers. We're all using different brands, though. One of my buddies that decided to go a little cheaper, he's already having problems with his. I decided to go with my Smoking Brothers. Yeah, I paid a little bit more than he did, but when I needed service, they were there in my driveway. He is searching, still trying to figure out how the heck and who the heck is going to come to fix his grill that he paid less than I did, but I got mine serviced right away, and I haven't had a problem since.
Yep. Smoking Brothers customer
service
is second
for
none. It's a U.S.-made product, made in Missouri, family-owned business, quality product.
Yeah.
If somebody can have a problem, we take care of the problem. But, yeah, it's just, again, I'd rather be selling that line than some of the others. And we've sold grills to people that have had other pellet grills that, now they're moving up. They're giving one to their son. They're selling.
Sure.
They're doing whatever. But the feedback we get and the customer service has been great.
With me and grills, I've spent so much money over the years on cheap big box grills because it was a good deal and I had that much money in my pocket. What I learned was is if I save my money just a little bit more and spent a little bit more, I don't have all the problems that I always got in the past. I've still got a gas grill that's going on 15, 18 years old, and I've not had to replace a burner yet, which I was having problems with. It pays to, spend a little bit more up front, save a little bit extra, then you don't have the problems.
Exactly. And, if you're like me, Don and I raised 5 kids, and, I was, we got inexpensive cars, and I was at the U-Pick lots, and building this or doing this or fixing this up for the kids. So they always had a safe vehicle to drive, but they didn't have a brand new car. And we had, a less expensive grill, cheaper grill, because that's all we could afford.
Right.
Well, then you start looking at that, and it's like every few years you're replacing
right.
it. And how much do you save?
Exactly.
So you get the better grill. Your cooking quality is better. It's more consistent. You don't have to be looking over your shoulder as to whether, you have problems or not. Gas grills, we did take on the Napoleon line.
Oh, yeah.
Great product. So we got Napoleon. We talked about a little bit on Smoking Brothers. Those guys are great. We talked about PK. We talked about Halo. We didn't talk about Alpha Pizza Ovens. Those are made in Italy.
Yes.
And they're fantastic, a beautiful piece for the backyard. They're wood-fired, except for one model that's either wood or propane. I've got those all in stock. And then we get into Brio fire pits.
Let's talk Brio. First of all, let's backtrack a little bit. For the people that were at your big event here at the end of summer at the steak cook-off, they saw those Brios in use.
Yes.
I've been seeing them in use every time I come visit. We talk about them a lot. I am completely sold on these things. So when I'm ready for a new gas grill, I'm sorry, when I'm ready for a new fire pit, I want a Brio. I don't want to mess around with anything else. And I'm told that I don't drop enough hints sometimes when it comes to Christmas time and birthday time. time. I'm going to have a birthday, so I've been dropping hints.
That's
I said, you know what? These Brio fire pits, they're beautiful to look at. They're not an ugly thing that you're going to want to hide. You're going to want to keep them out on the patio all the time. They're beautiful to look at. You don't like sitting in front of smoke? You don't have to worry about that with Brio. You want to cook on wood once in a while instead of getting out the grill? You can do that. It's an extremely versatile, attractive piece to put on your patio or your deck that you'll have for years and years and years and years.
Yeah, it's functional. They've got a lifetime warranty on them. I actually cooked on mine last night. We were going to make every once in a while, maybe every 4 or 5 months, we'll get a tomahawk ribeye, big old thick ribeye.
It's a treat.
Yeah, and so we did that, and I was going to do that on Sunday. Well, Sunday morning, we got a bunch of yard work done before the rain, thank goodness, and then it was just a drizzly, miserable day.
Right.
So, and of course, it's getting dark now at 5 o'clock, so it's a little different than when we come home in the summer and, you know, we can do some. But we had this tomahawk ribeye in the fridge, and so yesterday afternoon I said to Don, do you want me to still make that? Yep. So I got home from work, fired up, got the fire going in the Brio. Windier than heck. I mean, it was just miserable as far as that stand.
That's why I didn't want to go out and grill last night. It was too windy.
Yep, but everything was contained there, so there's no risk of anything. As far as sparks and things, but I ended up making that tomahawk ribeye on there, and that's about a 45 to 50 minute cook. So I sear it. I've got the optional sear plate. I sear it on there, and then it goes on the outpost, cooks directly over the open flame. Oh my God, the flavor over wood is just so much better than charcoal and gas. Mm-hmm. So that's one. I've got the X24, which is their most popular model, but to your point, getting back to the cook-off, we have some of the grills, some of the fire pits that were used for that cook-off. They've been cooked on once. It's called a Y-Series. It's a 19-inch pit that's got legs that extend down, so it lifts it up off the ground when you're cooking on it. The legs go up inside for transport. It's got a handle on the side. And those all come with an outpost, which is the cooking surface.
Yep.
It's got a post that you can actually drive into the ground.
Is that there's the thing stick. I saw hanging out? They had a pineapple hanging on the thing.
Yeah, that's called a kettle hook. So, there's the post. The outpost is there.
Okay.
That's a rod that sticks straight up out of the grill, and then there's the cooking surface.
Okay.
And then the kettle hook is another option.
Okay.
You can hang a roast or whatever, or a pineapple or whatever from that.
Got it.
So the Brio is just so much fun. And, you know, we do cook on it. I don't cook on it enough. But it's just a blast to use.
How does the technology work? You're sitting around the fire pit at night on the patio, and people are getting up and moving because the smoke is all blowing at them, and then it becomes an ordeal some nights.
Yep.
How is the Brio? What is the technology behind the Brio?
Regular fire. I'm one of those guys that has the chair that's on the move because I'm a smoke magnet.
Me too.
So the Brio it's a double wall design. So there's an outer wall and then the inner wall, and the inner wall has rings of holes around it.
Right.
And what it does is when it gets going, it draws air up between those two walls that comes out of those holes, and it burns what would be smoke. So it's kind of like a catalytic converter. It's a secondary burn. Now, you got to get the fire going. When you first light them, you're going to have smoke. If you got wet, smoldering wood, you're going to have smoke. And when you're cooking and you've got the drippings from your meats or your food going in, you'll have a little bit of smoke.
But that's a good smoke.
That's a good smell, yeah. But the rest of it, once they get going, you don't have smoke. And they're just easy to maintain, and they have a bunch of accessories for them. There's a stainless steel lid. There's that outpost we talked about. There's a fire poker, which is a stainless steel rod that's probably all of 3 feet long, maybe a little more.
Okay.
That you can, you know, get in there and stir your ashes and coals, and then and they keep coming up with more stuff.
You got to have a poking stick next to the fire pit. That's just a man thing.
Yeah.
You got to have a fire poking stick.
We do have some seconds. I take advantage of buying a pallet of seconds from time to time from Brio. They told me I'm the only dealer outside of a dealer that's near where they're made in Pennsylvania that they've sold seconds to. And honestly, some of them we can't find the blem. Others they've used at a show. Others something might be heavily used. But it's all at least 20% off, so there's some advantages to taking a look at those things, too.
I miss cooking on wood, and so that's why when I get a fire pit again, it's got to be a Brio, and I'm dropping as many hints as I can possibly drop here this morning, and there are a lot amount of time, and I don't know how many more hints.
The question is, does she listen to you on the radio?
Well, I'll find out on November 26th, I'll tell you that. What else? Black Friday, when is the sale? When's the Black Friday sale? When's
they
that going to really
hit? They start at different times.
Okay.
Halo Griddles is the 24th to the 27th. Which in some of these cases includes Cyber Monday. So most of them go Thursday to Monday. Now, we're closed Thanksgiving Day. We're open Friday and Saturday, and then again on Monday. The PK grills, that deal will be going pretty much if somebody comes in and says, hey, I want to get one of these PKs to take advantage of that, we'll do that right now. The Toro commercial zero turns, that's right now. The Cub tractors and zero turns, that's right now. Brio is yet to be determined, but that's probably going to be that Wednesday, Thursday, right around Thanksgiving to the Monday afterwards. And there's lots. And then we didn't talk really about seasonings.
Well, that's what we're going to get to now. Two minutes left to talk about the seasonings and the great selection.
So we got more than 80 in stock. Great flavor profiles from a lot of different companies. A lot of them were the only dealer in the area. A couple I'm the only dealer that I know of in the state. But one of the really well-known ones that we have is Croy Valley. They're from Hudson, Wisconsin. Damon and Lou Holter. Damon is at the World Championship sandwich competition right now. He won it last year. They're just phenomenal people, and we've got more than 20 different sauces and rubs from them in stock. So they're our flavor of the month. You get 10% off the Croy Valley stuff all month long, and then we do a Flavor Friday. And this month, our Flavor Fridays are they have four different flavors of Bloody Mary mix, which are pretty cool. They got a garlic and dill. They've got a pepper. There's a hot one, and there's another one. I don't remember what the other one is, but I've got all four of those. That's our flavor for Friday this week. Parmesan garlic wing dust. There's four different flavors of wing dust from them, which they came out with about a year ago. Pretty cool deal. Great on wings, great on other foods. And then our sauce that we're promoting towards the end of the month is rhubarbecue. So they make it's got rhubarb in it. They make rhubarbecue, cranbecue, and bluebecue.
Huh.
And they just got a lot of really crazy great flavor profiles. One other thing to touch on, Art Murgut from Murgut's Mouthwatering Mayhem.
Oh, yeah.
He's planning on being at the store today, tomorrow, and it might be tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday. It's either today, tomorrow, and Thursday, or Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And he's raising money this time. He donates all of his profits and proceeds to someone in need. There's a young lady that's battling a bunch of different things that money is going to this week.
I hope he's going to be there Friday, because if he's there on Friday with his fish, I'm definitely going to be getting my pellets. I need a bag of pellets too, so I got to stop by and see you sometime this week.
His fish is absolutely great.
I haven't had a better fish fry than his.
Yep.
Whiskey batter.
Whiskey battered fish.
Oh,
yeah,
he
uses Maker's Mark whiskey batter. He'll be at the store the 7th, 8th, and 9th.
Okay.
So that'll be tomorrow. Is today the 7th?
7th, 8th, and 9th would be Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Tuesday, Wednesday, yeah. So today, tomorrow, and Thursday, you should be there.
There we go.
So you'll have to look for him someplace else on Friday.
That's okay. I still need pellets. He's always got something good to eat.
Yep. Thanks, everybody. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone. Hope we see you at the store.
A message for the ladies. If your man is hard to buy for, go see Dave at Nelson's Powerhouse. He'll make it real easy on you.
We try.
Absolutely. Dave, thanks for being here this morning.